requesting authorization to dispose of up to 3,136 cubic feet of materials.
The discussion at this meeting of the Texas Low-Level Radioactive Waste Disposal Compact Commission revolved largely around details of requests from companies from Maryland to California to ship low-level waste to the West Texas facility. The commission includes several Vermont members because 20 years ago, Vermont entered into an agreement with Texas for the disposal of waste in the Lone Star State. In a brief appearance before the commission, Governor Peter Shumlin stressed the importance of the Texas-Vermont Compact. Shumlin says as other older nuclear plants are shut down, demand for a place to dispose of low-level waste will increase.
My concern is that we remember that Vermont and Texas have access to space first because we did it right, and that we ensure that the market pressures and forces protect the space that our two states are going to need as we go forward.
Under the agreement, which has no expiration date, Texas guarantees Vermont 17% of the disposal site's capacity. The site accepts several levels of radioactive waste. That includes lower-level waste, typically produced by hospitals and colleges, and more radioactive material from nuclear power plants, although not the most radioactive materials. Public Service Department Commissioner Chris Recchia says the compact with Texas will assure that there is somewhere to send all the low-level waste produced by the Vermont Yankee decommissioning.
Pretty much most of the materials from Vermont Yankee, when it is decommissioned, would end up going to this facility. The things that would not, of course, are the fuel rods and the higher radioactive materials.
When that lower-level waste will be sent to Texas will depend in part on what the Yankee decommissioning plan is. Entergy Corporation, which owns the plant, has indicated it prefers a long-term plan known as SafeStore, which could take 60 years to complete. The state wants a much shorter timeline. Mike Toomey is vice president of external affairs with Entergy. He says it's too early to say whether the state and the company are on different pages on decommissioning. Toomey says once the plant closes, a study will be done that will determine the schedule.
And once we establish that timeline, then we'll know what page we're on and what page other people are on. But we won't have anything to disagree about until we complete the study.
The storage of high-level radioactive waste remains an unresolved issue with no federal facility to send it to. The reactor fuel rods will be stored on-site in dry casks. Currently, there are 13 loaded dry casks at the Vermont Yankee site. Toomey says it will require approximately 58 to store all of the fuel rods the plant has produced during its lifetime. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zend.